Boker Tov, good morning. Excuse me. Today's daf is daf Ayin Aleph, daf 71. We left off at the top of the page on 70b, on Ayin Amud Bet. Of course, top of the page. Tomorrow, as we all know, tonight and tomorrow is Tisha B'Av. So, of course, there are certain topics of Torah you're allowed to learn, certain topics are not. We actually already learned the topics of Tisha B'Av on the prior dafim. So, tomorrow's daf is not a daf that is something that is usually learned on Tisha B'Av. That being said, it's probably going to throw us off, so we're probably not going to have Daf Yomi tomorrow, and then we're going to have to play a little bit of catch-up, maybe trying to do 1.5 Daf Yomi one day, 1.5 Daf Yomi another day, to try to catch up and B'ezrat Hashem get back on track before the end of the Masechet. That being said, it's also we're a few weeks away from the end of the Masechet. I think we're about less than 3 weeks away, so B'ezrat Hashem. Okay, we are towards the top of the page on 70b. Amar kitvuged le'ishiva chazok kordiakos, v'chazav amar atichtevo in dvarav achronim klum. If he says, right, I get to my wife, and then he gets this disease, where he drank too much wine, let's say, and the wine took over him. And then he says, don't give a get to my wife, we don't listen to him, we write the get, because that's what he said when he was normal. Amar bishimo menakish, kodvin v'notnin get le'altar. We give it to him right, we give it to her right away. Rabbi Yochanan amar, ein kodvin elech le'ishtapeh. He says, no, we only write the get, Rabbi Yochanan says, when he becomes healed, when he gets better. So my tamad Reish Lakish, what's the reason for the opinion of Reish Lakish that he says we give it right away? The Katani, it says, Ein dvarav achronim klum. We don't listen to what he said afterwards, that he retract. We don't listen to him at all. Rather, we write together and we give it right away. Rabbi Yochanan amar lach, Rabbi Yochanan says, Ein bedvarav achronim klum. What does it mean? We don't listen to him what he said? The lechim mitzil lo tzarech l'mehadar m'luchay bay. When his mind clears, we don't have to go and re-discuss with him if he wants us to give the get or not. But still, you cannot you can't write the get until he becomes better, until he's healthy. What's the machloket? Reish Lakish midamed le yashen. Reish Lakish says this case is similar to someone who is yashen, is sleeping. But Rabbi Yochanan midamed le shoten. Rabbi Yochanan says it's similar to someone who is a shoite. So therefore, according to Rabbi Yochanan, that's why he would say you have to wait for him to come better, so that he has real da'at, that he can tell you to give the get or not. Okay, Rabbi Yochanan, nami li demei li yashen. Why doesn't Rabbi Yochanan say this is similar to someone who's yashen, and therefore you would give the get right away? So the Gemara says, yashen lo mechusar ma'aseh. Yashen is not missing any ma'aseh. He doesn't need any healing, right? Whereas, hi, mechusar ma'aseh, this person who got this overly drunken wine, suffering, it's something he needs refuah, he needs healing, and so therefore that's why we don't give the get right away. Okay, Reish Lakish nami nidamye le shote. Why doesn't Reish Lakish say it's similar to the case of a shote? So shote lo same bidan, hi same bidan. Shote, we don't have its remedy to fix the shote. Shote is a guy, he's a crazy guy. We don't know how to help him. Whereas this guy, we do know how to help him. What's the remedy? Bisras v'maka gumrei v'chamra marka. It's lean meat on coals and diluted wine. Umi amar Rabbi Yochanan achi. Is this what Rabbi Yochanan said? That we don't give the get right away? V'amar v'yuda amar Shmuel shachat bo shnaim or rov shnaim. If someone slaughters someone, he slaughters both of his pipes, his esophagus and his trachea, or the majority of both. V'ramaz v'amar kitvuget le'ishti. And this guy who's dying hints and says, right, I get to my wife. Hare elu ichtevu v'itnu. They give the get. V'tanya, we said in the Braita, ra'uhu meguyad utzaluva latziliva. If he was cut up, his body was all cut up, or he was hanging on a tzliva, he was hung. V'ramaz v'amar kitvuget le'ishti. And he says, give a get to my wife. No, they write the get and they give it to her. What do you see? That even though he's not fully healthy, what do we say? You give the get right away. So this is not what Rabbi Yochanan said. So the Gemara says, "Hachi Ashta, is this even similar?" Hatam da'at atzilotayi ukechishuta uda'at chila bay. Over there, in that case where he's thinking he's going to die, he's perfectly clear mind. He's clear in his mind. He's just very weak, and so that's why we say we give the get, because his mind is clear. But in our case, data shegishtahi. He's very confused in this case. In our case, he drank so much wine, he's very confused. So that's why we don't give it right away. We wait until he gets better. Is this what Shmuel said? Shmuel, if he slaughtered a guy, his trachea and esophagus, or a majority of the trachea and esophagus, and he runs away, we can testify on him that he died to marry off his wife. So the Gemara says, if you think he's alive, why do we testify against him that he's dead? Right? Rashi says, Chayhu, if he thinks he's alive, Gito Mechaim, and his get would be while he's alive, then, sorry, that's the next Rashi, Mechila. Okay? So, if you think he's alive, then why are we testifying on him that he's dead? So the Gemara says, Amre, Chayhu b'sofo lamut. He's alive, but he's going to die. Why? Because he got this slaughtering. So I would have thought, oh, this makes no sense. He's still alive. No, he's really going to die, like this is what Shmuel was saying. And the matter, if that's the case, he gole al yado. So if somebody kills him by accident, let's say that happens by accident, we know Masechet Makot, the second chapter, talks about galut. If a person kills by accident, they would go to one of the refuge cities. So let's say that this guy also, if he killed by accident, he would go to the refuge city. So Alma, what do we? Why do we say Tanya? It says in the Braita, Shachad bo shnayim arov shnayim. If he slaughters someone's two pipes or majority of the two, he does not go to galut. So the Gemara says, because Hayitmar Allah was taught on that, Amar Bi'oshaya, Chayshin an Shema HaRuach Bilbalatu. Maybe we're worried that the guy's outside, and the wind came and blew very strong, and the wind was the one that finished off the kill. Meaning the guy slaughtered him, but he was still a little bit alive. And then the wind came and finished him off. So therefore, it would not be the guy who murdered him. In Amir, maybe, who kerevet mitato? Maybe he is the one who caused his own death at the end. How so? So my benaya, what's the difference between these two opinions? Ika benaya, the difference is the shachteve beitad the sheshahu perkas or pikes. Maybe he was slaughtered in a house of marble where there's no wind. But he was shaking afterwards and he caused himself to die. Or dilma or inami or maybe the shachteve barav lo perkes. Maybe he was slaughtered outside where there's wind that caused the finishing of the death, but there's no he wasn't shaking at all or anything, so he couldn't cause his own death. That's the difference. Then we said, Nishtatek v'amrulon, Nichtov get l'ishtecha. If he was silent, and they said, should we write a get to your wife? And he nods, we write a get. So the Gemara says, V'lichosh dilma shechiyah delav naktei, delav lav naktei. Maybe he got some disease that causes him to go like this, that causes him to nod his head, or causes him to shake his head. Right? Or inami, the shechiyah dehen hen naktei. Maybe it's a kind of nodding that he just continuously nods his head like this, forward. And it seems like he's saying yes, but that's just his problem that he has. Amar Rav Yosef Bar Minyomi, Amar Rav Nachman, Damrin lan Leib Seirugin. We don't ask him in one shot. We ask him once, we ask him an hour later, we spread it out. So if he's, the odds are, if he has this disease, we'll recognize that he has a disease, not going to continuously, consistently be able to answer the questions properly. So the Gemara says, V'lichush dilma shichyad Seirugin naktei. Oh, maybe he got the disease that he causes him to bow or causes him to, to nod his head, even beserugin, even if you ask him in different times. So the amrina lechad lav utrein hen, utrein lav echad hen. No, we ask him one question that the answer is supposed to be no, and two questions the answer is supposed to be yes. Then two yes and one no. So therefore, there's no way he's going to be able to do it unless he's normal. Right? He's no way he's able to answer the question if he has a disease. Divrei Rabbi Ishmael Tana. They taught, Omrim lo dvarim shel yemot hachamah v'vod hagashamim, v'shel yemot hagashamim v'vod hachamah. We tell him things of the summer and the winter, and things of the winter and the summer. Mind you, what is that referring to? Ilema, maybe it's geluf kereh usedine. Maybe it's referring to putting on a coat, or giving him, asking him if he wants a coat, or asking him if he wants like a blanket or sheets or something to cover himself in the winter. So we ask him, we trick him and ask him questions like that. So the Gemara says, Lichush dilma kora achadei. Maybe even in the summertime, maybe he caught a very strong disease or sickness that he caused him to be very cold. It's like a chill. So that's why he needs to be covered in the summer. Whoa, inami chama ve'achdei. Or maybe in the winter, he caught this fever type of thing that caused him to be very hot. And that's why he needs this. So that's not a good way to test him. Ela, how do we test him? Bipire. We test him with fruits. Right? So we test him with fruits that aren't so common to be in the shuk at that time. So we say, these fruits, right? We ask him, do you want these fruits? But it's the winter time. They're only common to have in the summer. And we ask him, in summer, do you want these fruits? But it's summertime. You only commonly have these fruits in the winter. If he's unable to answer that, says no or whatever, then we would know that he's no good. Amarv kana amarav. If a cheresh who cannot speak, but he can write to you what he's trying to say, we write to get to his wife. Amar Yosef, Maika Mashmalan, what is it coming to teach us? It says, Tanina, we already learned, Nishtatek. In our Mishnah it said, if you're silent, ve'amru lo, and they say to him, Nichtov get leishtecha. That's right, to get to your wife. Birkin v'rosho. And he nods his head. He says, should we write a get to your wife? And he nods his head. Bodkinato shlosha pa'amim, we check him three times. Im amar alav lav al hen hen, if he says yes to the yeses and no's to the answers, it's supposed to be no. Hare elu yichtavu wait, no, then they write the get. So what's the chidush of what you're saying about the cheresh? So amar ler bizera ilem ka amart. Are you similar, bringing a case that's not the same with an ilem, a person who's mute? It's not the same as a person who is deaf. So shane ilem, ilem is different. Why? The Tanya is right. That says midaber veino shomea zeu cheresh. Someone who speaks but cannot hear, that's a cheresh. Shomea veino midaber zeu ilem. If he can hear but he cannot speak, that's an ilem. But they are both considered like full-fledged people. There are no problem with them. Okay, so the Gemara asks, we might the midaber veino shomea zeu cheresh. How do we know someone who speaks but doesn't hear is a cheresh? Shomea veino midaber zeu ilem. If he can hear but not speak, that's an ilem. The pasuk says, "Vani kecheresh lo eshma och ilam lo yiftach piv." It's like a cheresh cannot hear, and ilam cannot open his mouth. V'ibay demon. If you want to say damri nashay, like some people say, ishtakil milulei for an ilam. Some people say, "Oh, his speech was taken away from him." So you know, an ilam is someone who's a mute person; you cannot speak. They're different. Amar bizera, ikasheli hakasheli. If I have a kushya, my difficulty with Rav Kahana's statement that a cheresh who can write the message you give divorce, my difficulty is actually this difficulty. The Tanya, im lo yagid. The pasuk says im lo yagid. If he doesn't say, prat, it's coming to exclude la ilem to a mute person sheina yachol lahagid, who cannot say, he's unable to say. Amai, why do we say that? Hayachol lahagid mitoch haktav. He's able to write something, and we can read what he wrote. Oh, so what do you see over here? That speaking is the only way to get the message across. Amar le Abaye, what is this pasuk talking about? This pasuk, Rashi explains, this pasuk is talking about shvuat ha'edut. If he is sworn in testimony, he's testifying and he swears. Right? They ask him, for example, to swear of X, Y, and Z, and he nods his head. Is that considered swearing in this regard? So we're saying, it sounds like, excluding the ilam, excluding him, meaning he is allowed to do it through, he is unable to do it because it says, imlo yagid, he has to say it, but we said ilam is unable to say it. But then we said, hold on. So, okay, let's go back. Imlo yagid, he's unable to say it. Then we said, prat le'ilam she'ne yachol yagid. Excluding an ilam, a mute person who cannot say it. The Gemara says, why not? But he's able to write it. Like we said earlier, if you're able to write it, that's enough. Amar le Abaye, edut ka amart. Are you referring to the case of edut, of testimony? You cannot similarize this to edut. Shane edut de rachmana amar mi piem lo mi piktavam. Testimony is different because the Torah says, I want to hear it from your mouth and not from your writing. Whereas a cheresh who wants the divorce, he can write it and tell them, divorce my wife. May divay a contradiction. Keshem shebotkin oto legitin, kach botkin oto lemasaot lematanot eduyot leyerushot. Just like we check the guy for gitin, so too we check him for all of these different things. Right? We're talking about the guy who was silent and he nodded his head. We ask him questions for gitin. We ask him questions for business, for testimony, for yerushot. So the Gemara says katani miat eduyot. We said testimony, meaning he has to be able to speak. No, it's talking about edut isha. It's a testimony of a woman, meaning a woman comes, says, my husband died, but she doesn't have witnesses. So we can believe this one witness who's writing it, even if he writes it in this case, because we were lenient to allow her to remarry. So the Gemara says, v'hakatani yerushot, but it said, inheritance. Inheritance sounds like another testimony he needs to give. It needs to be by speech. Amar b'yabaur yerushat benua bechor. No, it's talking about his firstborn son, the Yerusha, that we know the firstborn son gets double portion and the rest get one. So that it's not a testimony he needs to give. That can be done in writing also. Katani miyat, but it said the masa'od matanot. Talks about business or deals. My love, the almaz, and not referring to business or deals to the world with the world, that needs to be testified. And where it says, lo, ledide, it's talking about his own. It doesn't need to be testified. Meitive, so clearly you don't need him to speak it. Maybe we have a contradiction. Cheresh lo alchu b'achar remizotav v'achar kefitzotav. We don't go after any of his hints that the cheresh gives us or any signs he gives us. V'achar ketav yado or after anything he writes. Ela b'metaltelin, unless it's with movable property. Aval lo begitin legitin, but not for gitin. For gitin, we don't follow what he writes. So what do we see? This is against what Rav Kahana said. Rav Kahana said a cheresh who writes to give a get to his wife, we give the get. You were saying we don't. So the Gemara says, Tanayi, you have a machloket Tanayi. The Tanya, the bride that says, Amar Ashbag, Bemedrim Amorim, when do we say that we cannot give a get just by him writing? Becheresh meikaro. That's somebody who is a cheresh from the beginning. Aval pikeach menitcheresh hu kotev vehen chotmin. But if he was fine and only later on did he become a cheresh, then he can write the get himself and they can sign on the get. Becheresh meikaro lo. So the Gemara asks, what? Somebody who is a cheresh from the beginning, he's not allowed to write a get? But keshem shekonsa beremiza, kach motzeh beremiza. Hold on. How does a cheresh marry someone? If he's a cheresh from the beginning, the only way he can marry her is by hinting, signing to her. So if he's able to sign to her to marry her, let him sign to her to divorce her. So the Gemara says, "Ibi ishto achinami." If it was his wife we were talking about, then you would be right. Hacha b'mayaskinan, what are we dealing with? Beivimto. We're talking about his sister-in-law. His brother died and they didn't have children, and the sister-in-law fell to him to yibum, and so now he has a problem because he can only hint to her, but she was married to the brother with a full-fledged marriage. So he says, how does he do it? How does he break that marriage? So the Gemara says, Yevim Tomi Man. Hold on. Which brother's wife? Which brother was it? If his brother was also a Cheresh, just like the brother married his wife with hinting because he was a Cheresh, so too this brother can divorce her or can do Chalitza with her by hinting, let's say, or do divorce with her by hinting because she was married by hinting. It must be that the brother was perfectly fine. He married his wife perfectly fine. Then he died. Now the wife falls to yibum to the brother-in-law. But the brother-in-law is a cheresh. Meikaro from the beginning. So therefore he's unable to write. He can't write it. He can't do that. Because the way it was done to him, he can't hint it at least. That's what we're learning. I mean, writing is a different story. But he can't hint it to him. Why? The writing is... at least over here, it seems like by hinting, it would be a problem because of the fact that the brother is completely fine and he's not. So the Gemara says, "Ve'ibayit Eman." If you want to say, "Le'olam de'naflale me'achiv cheresh," maybe the brother was really a cheresh. Ve'ibayit Em, ugzera achiv cheresh ato achiv pikeach. And we say, you as a cheresh, even though your brother is also a cheresh, you can't marry your sister-in-law. Why? We're making a gezera in the case of a cheresh, when your brother is a cheresh, just in case you have another case where your brother is pikeach, it's perfectly fine. So we make a gezera in the case of cheresh that you can't marry the wife, in a case of where your wife would be a pikeach, that obviously you would not be able to marry the wife. So the Gemara says, Yachi, if that's the case, ishto nami. So even one's own wife, why don't we make a gezera on one's wife and say the following? If a guy was a cheresh from the beginning, let's say that Rashi says, Nigzor atu yevim tosh, kiddushay gemurin. Why don't we say the same thing? That he's not able to divorce his wife if he's a cheresh. Why? Because gezera, his wife, that he cannot divorce the wife, just in case he has a yevama, he has a sister-in-law who's perfectly fine, that he would not be able to marry. So gezera would make a decree on the wife. The Gemara says, Yevim to b'yevim to michalfa, ishto b'yevim to no michalfa. No. We're going to mix up his sister-in-laws. Meaning we'll make one gezera, one sister-in-law, and the other one. But we're not going to make a gezera on his wife, atu his sister-in-law. We're not going to make a gezera on his wife saying you can't divorce the wife, just in case your sister-in-law comes to you to yibum, and then you would be unable to divorce her. The Gemara says, "Umi gazrin and cheresh atu pikeach." Do we make a gezera on a cheresh, a brother-in-law or a brother, who's a cheresh, just in case they have a brother who's perfectly fine? Ve'atran, we have a mishnah, shnei achin cheresin. This is from Yevamot. Two brothers are cheresh, nesuin shtei achayot pikchot, married to two fine sisters, o shtei achayot cheresot, two sisters were cheresot, o shtei achayot, achat pikachot v'achat cheresot, two sisters, one is fine, one is not, v'chen shtei achayot cheresot, or two sisters, both cheresot, nesuot l'shnei achin pikchin, married to two brothers who are perfectly fine, o l'shnei achin cheresin, or to two brothers who are cheresh, o l'shnei achin echad pikeach echad cheresh, or to two brothers, one is cheresh, one is fine. If one of the brothers dies and the wife falls to yibum to the other brother, hare elu peturot mina chalitza mina yibum. They're completely exempt from doing chalitza and yibum. Why are they exempt? Why would they be exempt here? So we learn this in Masachan Yevamot. Over there it said in the Mishnah, the reason that they're exempt is because this is one's brother. There's two brothers married to two sisters. So if one brother dies, now this sister is achot isha. She's the sister of this other brother's wife. So you cannot, two sisters cannot marry one man, right? That's against the Torah. So she is completely exempt from chalitza and yibum if there are two brothers or two sisters. But if they were strangers, they weren't related, then they should do yibum. And if the husband wants afterwards, even if he's a cheresh, wants afterwards to divorce her, he's able to divorce her. So what do you see? Rashi says that ate get cheresh umafkas zikat kiddushay cheresh, because if the brothers are both cheresh, so he's able to do yibum with her and marry her, and then he's able to give her a get, because it's only derabanan because of the fact that he's a cheresh and his brother was also a cheresh. Like Rashi says, alma hechad denaflale me'achiv cheresh mapik. If his brother dies, who is a cheresh, and he's also a cheresh, and the wife falls into yibum, he can marry her and then divorce her. We don't make a gezerah on a brother who's cheresh, just in case he has a brother who's a pikeach. So this is against what we said. So the Gemara says, "Ena mechubarta k'deshanin meyikara." Rather, we go back to what we said earlier, that it must be talking about a case where the brother was pikeach, was perfectly fine, and that's why when it falls to his, when the brother who's fine dies and the wife falls to yibum to the brother who is cheresh, meikaro, he cannot, she cannot marry him. Why? Because he's not able to give her a divorce because his marriage, his divorce is only midin cheresh. It's from the side of a cheresh side who's not perfectly fine. Whereas the pikeach was able to speak to her and ask her to marry him perfectly fine with her own, with his own mouth. Amar Yochanan, chalokin alav chaverav al Rashbag. His friends disagree with Rashbag. What did Rashbag say? Rashbag said that if he was a pikeach and then he became a cheresh, he's able to divorce. But his friends say, no, even if he was a pekech, and then he became a cheresh, he's unable to divorce. Amar Abaye, af ananami tenina. We also learn this. We say, nishtat lo yotzi. If she becomes a shota, don't divorce her. We're going to see why. Nitcharesh hu o nishtata. If he becomes a cheresh or a shote, lo yotzi olamit. He should not divorce her forever. My alamid, what does it mean forever? Lav afagav de yachol ledaber mitoch haktav. Is it not talking about even though he can write, the cheresh can write to divorce the wife, still we say, no, don't divorce ever. What do you see? This is against Rav Kahana. Right? Rav Kahana said, if you can write it, then you can divorce her. Amar papa, no. Ilav da ashmein and Rabbi Yochanan. If it wasn't that Rabbi Yochanan said this, that the friends of Rashbag disagree with him, Hava Amina, I would have thought Rashbag lefarushe ta'amad tanakama hudata. I would have thought that Rashbag is coming to explain the reason of tanakama. That what? Umay olamit, what does it mean forever? Afal gav de chazinan li de charif, even though we see the cheresh person is very sharp, still, because of, excluding a case of if he can write it. Meaning, I would have thought that Rashbag would say, because he's able to write, the cheresh is able to write to give a get, we would say give the get. But because you said that his friends disagree with him, then no, I changed what I say. He's not going to explain Tanakama's opinion. Or inami, or maybe another answer, lech de Rabbi Yitzchak. He's coming to teach Rabbi Yitzchak's opinion. The Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Dvar Torah, Shota Mitgareshet. According to the Torah, a woman is a Shota, she can be divorced. Midid hava pikachat bal korcha, just like a case of a woman who's perfectly fine, that a woman is perfectly fine is allowed to be divorced against her will. She has no choice. She can be divorced against her will. So to a woman is a shota who has no da'at can also be divorced against her will. So ma ta'am amru ina mitgaresh. So why the chachamim say you should not divorce a woman who is a shota? Shelo inagu ba minhag efker. Because we're worried that if she gets divorced now, people are going to start sleeping around with her and taking advantage of her because she's not 100%. So therefore we say, keep her, don't divorce her, in order so that she does not get taken advantage
of. Because he'll marry somebody else in those days from the Torah law.
Right, but if he divorces her, she goes free now, right. She can go sleep with anybody, and then people are going to take advantage of her. Okay, we'll stop there for today. Just a quick 1 minute recap. We started on Ayin Amud Bet, we started by talking about the machlok between Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish. Rish Lakish said, we write the get right away, in the case of the disease that came after. And Rabbi Yochanan says, no, we wait until he gets better. Then when we got to the Amud Aleph, we had the statement of Rav Kahana, who said a cheresh who can write a get, mitoch haktav, who can write the get, or write to write a get, meaning he's writing on a paper, please give a get to my wife, we write the get and we give a get. Part number three was a discussion of, if you have when do we say that a cheresh is unable to give a get, is whenever he was a cheresh from the beginning. But if he was a cheresh mikaro, but if he was somebody who was fine, and then he became a cheresh, Rashbag says he's allowed to give a get, if he can write it, if he can tell you to write it. And last part of that was on the Amud Bet, was that we had the opinion of Rashbag, who said that like we just mentioned, that a person who was not to begin with a cheresh, he was fine, and then he became a cheresh, he can give a get. And then we said his friends actually completely disagree with him. His friends say that even if he became a cheresh after he was fine, he's no longer able to give a get. Baruch Adonai L'Olam. Amen v'amen.